Welcome to Cogcast, a micro 5-minute audio show of thematic learning topics powered by one of our 52 Cognitize story cards. Cognitize. Learn. Share. Grow. Repeat. To touch success, stretch yourself to the edge of your capacity. How often do you stretch yourself? Like really stretch yourself to the end of your comfort zone, till you've got those butterflies in your stomach. Because that's when I find where you're at your very best at work, navigating a space where you don't really know what you're doing and we're just a wee bit uncomfortable. In those situations, we've got no choice than to let our natural instincts take over of how we solve problems and what kind of questions we ask and all this to help us to discover the answers. It's a bit like being in a mental maze with no clear map of how to find your way. You'll eventually find hints and little snippets of eurekas and ideas, and when you lean into them, you'll find your way eventually. But you have to try a few things first. You have to try a few routes that don't quite go in the right direction before you find the correct one that gets you to the exit.
Cognitize. 52 cards of limitless learning, all powered by kindness. It's a personal development tool. It's a mental health support solution. It features hundreds of soul-stirring speakers and 4 leaders. It connects people. It helps learning stick through shared conversations and the gift of story. It creates joy. It focuses on abundance. It's Cognitize. Learn, share, grow, repeat.
I remember at one point in my career, I took a job in the pharmacy industry. And I remember when I took it, people saying to me, "Why do you want to work there, Scott? What do you know about clinical expertise?" And the true answer was nothing, or at least very little. Okay, I took insulin every single day as a type 1 diabetic, but it didn't exactly make me a clinician or a doctor. But what I did know was this. There was over 260 pharmacists that I was to support, all of which were highly qualified pharmacists, but very few had experience of managing a business with 10 to 15 people. They had a high degree of expertise and academic knowledge, and I knew how to do the people stuff that they found a little alien. So to some degrees, both of us were in that space where we weren't so comfortable, one of which I was in a sector that was alien to me, and to some degree, they were in part of an industry that was alien to them. So I thought I could probably help quite a bit here. I could probably make a difference if I admitted the fact I knew little about this clinical area, but that wasn't really my job there. And in the process of helping them, I could also stretch myself into learning a little bit more of that dispensing knowledge. Ultimately, I found that my learning curve was greatest in that space because I wasn't doing what was safe to me. I wasn't seeking the easy answers. I was giving myself the authority to do something different, to try a new thing in a completely new place, to try and influence a very different audience. Now, you might find that in your sector of work, that we often take the safe option, the one that plays to our knowledge rather than the one that doesn't. Many of us might be in that kind of quiet quitting kind of situation at the moment, where people are changing jobs. Or maybe even your business is refocusing what your business does, or maybe roles are refocusing a little bit of what those roles actually do. We do have to be more adaptive these days, adaptive to think sideways and how we can perform in new worlds and move into different organisational spaces. So I think it's good practice to stretch yourself and not just reach for the easiest solution, but actually reach for the tough ones. I think we can learn a lot about ourselves by doing that, because you're not just doing what comes naturally to you, you're doing what doesn't. And in the process of doing that, you're learning a whole range of new skills. So go on, embrace those butterflies, stretch yourself to the edge of your capacity.